The opposite of faith is not doubt, it's fear. As we see the events of the final 24 hours of Jesus' life unfold, we see that fear is pervasive. Just last week, all of the disciples fled in fear as Jesus was arrested, we heard, there in the garden. And then this week, Jesus makes the journey from the garden to the palace of the high priest. He is arrested and walks with his accusers surrounding him. He arrives at the palace of the high priest after midnight, and the Sanhedrin is gathered there for a trial against Jesus. What a strange time for a group of people to gather. This Sanhedrin is a group of 71 elders who are considered the wisest and most religious men in their community. They have control of the temple and of religious affairs. They're devoted to God and to maintaining religious order, and they have the high priest as their leader. This group gathers to help maintain the order, to help uphold the religious traditions. Usually when this group gathers, they gather during the day, and they never gather during a religious feast. And yet, here we find them, gathered in the middle of the night, in the midst of Passover, the holiest of days within the Jewish tradition, gathered there at night because of fear. Fear of the crowds. When they came to arrest Jesus in the garden, Jesus said, "Why do you come to me at night to arrest me? I have been teaching in the temple at day, and you have not come." But they came at night when the crowds were not around because of fear. They had their trial at night in the midst of a holy day because of fear. They feared what the crowds would do, what the crowds would say if they arrested Jesus while the crowd surrounded him. And so they arrest Jesus in the middle of the night so there will not be a riot. They fear the crowds and they fear the riot that they perceive will happen. And so they come at night to arrest Jesus and put him on trial. These 71 religious men gather in the dead of night and put Jesus on trial. It was not the sinners who arrested Jesus. It was the righteous people, the religious people. People like you and me. The people he would most expect to see Jesus, the religious people of Jesus' day, can't at all see that this is God there in their midst. They hear charge after charge against Jesus, witness after witness, and yet none of the testimonies agree. They can't seem to come up with any sort of correct accusation against Jesus. Until they finally ask Jesus, "What do you say about these things? Are you the Messiah, the Son of God?" And Jesus says, "I am." And in saying, "I am," Jesus is saying, "I am God," using the very name of God, proclaiming that he is God's Son. And so they have heard Jesus' testimony. Jesus is convicted of blasphemy. And they're correct. Jesus says that he is God because Jesus is God. Others can see it, but the righteous cannot see Jesus. Jesus as the Son of God. How could it be? How could these 71 righteous men who are dedicated to God, how can they not see that this is the Son of God? How could they do this to God's own Son? How can they put God on trial? How can they condemn an innocent man? They did so out of fear. Fear is what controlled them because Jesus was a threat. Jesus was a threat to the order. Jesus came with a new teaching. Jesus taught as one with authority. Jesus came and threatened the very social order of their lives. There were the good and the bad, and they were the good and others were the bad. And when Jesus came, Jesus went to go spend time with the bad, with the sinners and the tax collectors, with the unclean and those who are possessed by demons. That's who Jesus goes to. Jesus doesn't go to the righteous, go to the good people. Jesus doesn't give those in power their due. But instead, Jesus turns everything upside down, and these righteous men of God are scared. They're scared that things are going to fall apart, that the center won't hold, that Jesus needs to be stopped. They're frightened and afraid of what the world will be like with Jesus in charge. And so fear controls them, and fear breeds more fear. All the righteous religious were gathered there, the Sanhedrin gathered, and they all condemn Jesus to death, it says. All condemn him. No one spoke out that night, spoke up for Jesus, because they were afraid. We're told that at least one of those who was there as part of the Sanhedrin, Joseph of Arimathea, he was a secret follower of Jesus. Maybe there were more secret followers of Jesus who were there gathered that evening, that night, but they didn't speak up because they were afraid. When the crowd, when the group is all going one way, it's hard to stand up against the crowd. And so they didn't speak up because of fear. And I wonder, would we speak out? Would we speak up? I can only imagine later that maybe members of this group suddenly found themselves asking themselves, why didn't I speak up? Why didn't I speak out? But in that moment, all condemned him to death. Martin Niemöller, a Lutheran pastor in Nazi Germany, saw during World War II many of the sins committed against the Jewish people. And at first he didn't speak out, he didn't object. And only later did he begin to speak out against the atrocities. But these words are written and are attributed to him. He says, first they came for the communists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the Catholics, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Catholic. And then they came for me. And by that time, there was no one left to speak up anymore. We don't often speak up, speak out, speak for what's right, speak for those who cannot speak for themselves, because fear controls us. Controlled the Sanhedrin, fear is pervasive. And fear not only controlled the Sanhedrin that night, fear controlled Peter as well. Peter had fled with the rest of the disciples when Jesus was arrested at the Garden of Gethsemane, but then suddenly changes his mind. He finds the courage to come back. It says that Peter followed from a distance and waits in the courtyard of the high priest while Jesus is on trial. And then, while he's there in the courtyard, some of the other people there began to question him. You're one of them. I saw you with Jesus. You're a Galilean. Every time they question him, he speaks out, no, not I. I don't know what you're talking about. He speaks out because of fear. Because if he spoke up, his fate would most likely have been just like that of Jesus's. He would have been put on trial, sentenced, and killed. And so Peter denies that he ever knew Jesus because of fear. because he fears that they will take his life. Fear of punishment prevents Peter from speaking out. Fear is pervasive. We, like the Sanhedrin and like Peter, are oftentimes controlled by fear. Fear of rejection, fear of punishment, fear of embarrassment, fear of not knowing what to say, fear of speaking out, fear of not knowing how others will respond. We can come up with quite a list of things to have fears about. And fear breeds fear, and fear takes control. And when I reflect on the events of these final 24 hours of Jesus' life, if I'm honest, I probably would be controlled by fear as well. Unable to speak up and speak out because fear is powerful. And yet we see that even those who acted in fear, such as Peter, in the end find forgiveness and new life. Because fear didn't have the last word. Jesus' love and forgiveness are the last word of the story. Jesus rises from the dead not only to overcome death, but Jesus rises from the dead to overcome our sin and overcome our fear that controls us. Jesus comes and he brings Peter new life, brings Peter courage, that Peter speaks out for his faith. We hear that eventually Peter does stand up for Jesus, speaking out, finding him arrested and eventually killed for his faith. After Jesus' resurrection, Peter finds new life because of Christ. Fear does not win the day, but faith wins the day. Faith in God overrides fear, giving Peter courage to speak up and speak out. And God comes into our lives, bringing us forgiveness in the midst of all of our fears, bringing us new life, giving us courage when we have none, courage to speak up and to speak out, to reach beyond the boundaries as Jesus did, not to live our lives in fear, but to live lives full of faith. Because the opposite of faith is not doubt. It's fear. Amen.